Ruth here. You really did exactly what you said, but let me talk about that a little more. In a very mild way, what you did was what you used to do before you became the good Ruth, right? When you were the naughty Ruth, what you would do, and also I've often said that Tina Lifford did the same thing. You know, sometimes those of us who come on really strong are the ones who go meekest when they're in trouble. So I understand Tina. For all that, she scares the hell out of me, right? I mean, she owns 5 buildings and, you know, she, I could see that little secret thing in her, and I could read it from her acting, where if she'd come on strong and then suddenly go very weak like this because she was scared. In that little space, mm-hmm. when she became insecure, she went into a little girl voice, mm-hmm. or her retreating voice. Mm-hmm. So I know that Tina has weak spots, mm-hmm. and then I also pick up that once she said, well, sometimes she has to speak to a friend who gives her courage and all of that. And I was able to see it, mm-hmm. right there. In a way, when you were working in the past, what would happen was, in order to be likable, or to be lovable, as Samuel mm-hmm. Beckett puts it, or to be nice, you would pull back into a thin, or what you thought mm-hmm. was a nicer, mm-hmm. friendlier tone, right? See, that was not the real you, nor was this the real you. What we're finding is the you that's in between those mm-hmm. two. Good. So what we're finding now in, you know, let us say, a cut and dried or a tedious or, you know, a difficult speech lesson where we seem to be touching on just the tiniest increment, what we're really doing is handling that. We're mm-hmm. really addressing that problem. What we do want is for Ruth to be able to come before people and know that this is the real me. Mm-hmm. You know, what you're seeing is who I really am. Mm-hmm. Physically, without any physical, muscular pressure, mentally, without any manipulating or playing mm-hmm. games, mm-hmm. and vocally. This is who I am. Now, when I take, if this is a commercial, this is who I am. You want my sunny side? I'll bring that up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Why did you shake your head, dear? Tell me.
I was thinking of the Disney callback I had.
Oh, it didn't quite work.
I mean, I should have been booked Friday, so I'll know yeah. Monday. It works Tuesday and Wednesday. I doubt if I got it. It's down to 6 girls. Uh-huh. But that was Disney, the way they don't know what they want.
Yeah. So it may not have had anything to do with you. You know, we do have to remember, we're taking all the responsibility in the class. Remember, there's a whole world outside. Yeah. And they all have their purposes and yeah. reasons. And
yeah.
We can't deal with that. Mm-hmm. We can only do what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So,
yeah.
Well, at least you got, what was it, the Nestle's that you
yeah,
got?
Wow. Yeah.
The national Nestle's.
Didn't get Contadina, didn't get Disney.
Uh-huh.
Waiting on Benadryl.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so what we want to do is to be physically and psychically who we really are. Mm-hmm. Without any curlicues, without any manipulation. Then we read the script, and if it says, this is a very sunny, friendly, likable woman, and we want to like her as she tells us that she likes Tide, using Tide. So we just, it's like a thought. We just let sunny, friendly, likable. And what we do is we put it into the breath stream and moves up through mm-hmm. the torso. Watch me. I like using Tide. I really do. It's a wonderful self. See, I really felt that just then. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and all I did was move the script mm-hmm. into my physical mm-hmm. self. If I'm locked away, mm-hmm. then watch, I'm going to have... I like using Tide. It's a wonderful self. Do you feel mm-hmm. the tightness and everything? That's what happens. So... what we're doing now is to find the real you. going back to the too much, mm-hmm. what you did just then, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean, you confused, it was just hard. I mean, you know, your body has to have time to figure it out. So I'm really sort of talking to your body now, not to you. Let's mm-hmm. put it that way. Mm-hmm. What happened was the body tried to have that lightness. Mm-hmm. But what it did was it withdrew the sound. Mm-hmm. It went, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. So that's what it was doing. And it's interesting to know how it happened. So what we're saying then is that instead of doing it that way, suppose we target even more the language, right? Let us say at the lips. And let us say that we see three with maybe something moving out. And it would go, the breath goes calmly. The ship sailed into the Mediterranean. Did you see that I neither pulled out mm-hmm. or pressed on it? Mm-hmm. I really did target, because I'd been talking so much I wasn't sure I could do it. But targeting it right here got me, my busy body mind, out of the way. Mm-hmm. All right? Let me see you try yours again. And don't take too much time. Don't rush it. The right amount.
The ship sailed into the Mediterranean.
That was better. That was better.
Better.
Yes, it was better. But, you know, now let's work on that a little bit. What happened... See, there are just a million things mm-hmm. that have to be... that we have to release you from. There are a million ways that the muscles will press down. If this muscle at the jaw hinge doesn't press down... Mm-hmm. The tip of the tongue will press down mm-hmm. until they all learn to work together. Mm-hmm. Okay. So that time, your tongue pressed, the tip pressed mm-hmm. on the words. Mm-hmm. So it went, the ship sailed into the Mediterranean. Do you feel me pressing? Mm-hmm. Good. That's what it did. Mm-hmm. So now you have to release yourself even more from doing it. Mm-hmm. And all you have to do is have an image. A mental image or a thought direction. There, I see it. The ship sailed into the Mediterranean mm-hmm. and it did it by itself. And that's what we want. Because, Ruth, when we act, we want to get a scene going by some word, tasteless. Mm-hmm. What are you going to do? Oh, come on, will you? Oh, forget it. It mm-hmm. I did it, but it got mm-hmm. me there. Mm-hmm. Try yours now with... And you will tell me later whether you just thought-directed mm-hmm. it here or you targeted it in the front. And then everything, you left alone.
The ship sailed into the Mediterranean.
Very nice work. Could you? It's very hard because you're not doing anything. Mm-hmm. And not doing anything is scary. That was it, Ruth. Mm-hmm. That was the beginning of mm-hmm. what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. I had the feeling that you felt, as I used to feel, as though you were falling off a cliff, as though there was no control. I had that feeling in you. It was perfect. Once you take away the control, either the mental control mm-hmm. or the tongue control or the muscle control or the breath control, once you take away those controls, you think, it's doing it by itself, but does it know where to go? I mean, it's like a car without a driver. Mm-hmm. No. All that other stuff doing it for you mm-hmm. is very intelligent. Mm-hmm. I mean, the cells are very intelligent. Mm-hmm. Okay, the cells may have created the mind. We don't know. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you have to understand that the tongue is very intelligent. And once you get out of the way, it's going to say that sentence for you in its own way.
Mm-hmm.
Just the way it eats a banana
mm-hmm.
for you in its own way.
Yeah.
Okay. That's the end of today's.
Okay, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom. I'm sorry.
You're allowed to go to the bathroom.
And I'm going to race out of here. I wrote a check for today and tomorrow. One check.
Good. And tomorrow it's at...
10 to 2.
Oh, that's right.